starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
That goes out to the Miller farm.
Right.
Well, I got to go over and check some waybills. Stuff going out in the 210.
Okay.
When's this dry spell going to break, Mr. Cook?
Well, according to the weather report, we got another week of it in front of us. Farmer sure could use some rain, though.
Yeah, I reckon.
Well, go on, boys.
Right. Let's get that animal cage and hit the road. Is this what's going to the miller?
We'll leave a lizard.
No tag on it. Cook said animal cage, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the only animal cage.
What do you suppose old George Miller's going to do with a monkey?
Search me. Grab a hole.
Maybe he's going to try to teach him how to drive tractor.
Could be. And set it down.
Them things is pretty smart.
Yeah.
Where'd we be if they taught them things how to drive truck and handle freight?
You know where we'd be.
Yeah, I know.
No use banging. There's nobody home.
Well, what do we do?
Unload it. Leave in the barn.
Maybe you better write him a note.
Yeah.
Get something to eat. Nobody was home, so we left the cage in the barn. Joe Pinkham.
What cage?
I don't know.
The hamsters! They're here! Come on!
I wonder where they could have put it. What's the matter, girl?
Looks like she's barking at something back there.
Crazy or something?
I don't know what it is, but get it away from me.
Oh, golly.
A gorilla!
It's not, it's a little chimpanzee.
Hi there, fella. What's he doing here? We ordered a pair of hamsters.
Somebody must have made a mistake someplace. He must be tamed. Let's take him out of the cage.
Come on, fella. Nobody's gonna hurt you. We're your friends. Yeah, we're your pals. Well, I gotta go. So long.
What's the matter with you, Porky? Can't you see you won't hurt anybody? I think he's cute. Why don't we keep him?
Oh, you know how mad your mom got when we told her about the little hamsters.
Yeah, we'd probably never be able to explain him.
Unless we didn't tell her. Right away, anyway.
Yeah, then we could keep him. We could put his cage up in the loft and he can sleep up there.
It gets awful cold up there. We're used to hot climates, you know.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That trunk of old clothes of mine used to be just about his size.
Well, you better hurry up for your gramps and mom get back from town.
Yeah. Come on, fella. Get back in the cage. Come on. You ready?
Yeah.
He looks better in these old clothes than I used to.
Gee, he sure doesn't look like an animal at all.
Oh, look at him.
He thinks he's human.
He looks awful happy. Hey, that's a good name for him, Happy. What do you think?
Okay, Happy. And that's his name.
Happy, come here, Happy. Come here, Happy. Come here. Oh, he knows his name.
Boy, he learns quick.
Yeah. That must be Mom and Gramps.
Holy cow, we forgot all about this.
Come on. Come on. Now, we'll come back later and bring you something to eat.
Yeah, even if I had to give you half of my own dinner.
Come on, girl.
Thank you.
us to see us. He might get suspicious.
We'll come in until supper. You know him when he gets working.
Lassie, take this banana and give it to Happy. You understand? Give it to Happy, but don't let Gramps see it.
Hamsters that Porky and I sent away for? What if they didn't come?
Something else came instead.
Now listen here, young men. I don't know what you're trying to get at, but I want to tell you something. I let you order those hamsters against my better judgment. But there will be no more animals of any kind on this farm. We have quite enough already.
May I leave the table?
Are you finished eating?
Stuffed.
All right. Could we each have another banana for dessert?
Yeah, I'm starved.
All right, you can both have a banana. I'd like to know what kind of monkey business is going on between the two of you. Can you make head or tail out of their actions? Something's very peculiar.
I ain't never seen the time yet that boys didn't act peculiar.
How I forgot to give Happy some water.
Yes, Mom, it's me. Take this to Happy.
Honey, what are you doing in the kitchen this time of night? You should have been asleep ages ago.
Well, I was just getting a drink of water. Good night. Pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
many rich fools, I guess.
You aren't finishing your breakfast?
Well, I've been eating too much lately. Last night I had the worst case of indigestion I ever had in my life. I couldn't get sleep. I kept seeing that thing in the window. And what a face it had.
Face? Thing in the window?
Yeah. As far as heart, just as big as life. And it made a noise at me, too.
Well, now, isn't that strange? You know, I could have sworn I saw a face in my window, too, last night.
Well, I told you that we're eating too much of that rich food. It gets you in the eyes sometimes.
Can I be excused?
Stay right where you are. I have a feeling something's going on around here, and I'm going to find out what. Do you remember what the thing looked like?
Well, I'm afraid to say exactly, but it looked halfway between a man and my cousin Alf.
Something like a big monkey?
Hey, you never met my cousin Alf, did you? Yeah. That's what it looked like. Did you see it, too?
I'm afraid so. All right, young man.
Well, it wasn't my fault, honest, Mom. You see, you remember when I sent away for the hamsters, don't you? Well, somebody made a mistake, because instead of the hamsters, well, I got a...
That's it.
Well, you see, as I was going to say, instead of the hamsters...
Get away from them, Jack!
What's the matter with you two? Can't you see you wouldn't hurt a fly? It's just as friendly and as tame as can be.
Of all the sad, comical little faces... Well, hello. Jeff, where did he get this outfit?
Don't you remember, Mom? That's my old Sunday going to church suit.
Well, I never...
Don't get too friendly with that heathen, even if he is wearing a Sunday suit. His mother and father might have been a cannibal.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Well, little man, what do you make of all of this?
Can we keep him, Mom? He likes it here.
There ain't no gorilla going to live on these premises.
Gramps, he's not a gorilla. He's a little chimpanzee. We studied all about them in natural history class. They're exactly like human beings.
It's a disgrace to the human race. Now he's going right straight back where he came from.
Mom, can't we please keep him?
Oh, Jeff. You know we can't.
Oh, who's this?
Cook at this end.
Well, this is Miller at my end. Now listen to me. I want you to send over here and get your ape. We don't want him here.
Which ape you referring to? Joe or Eddie?
I didn't ask him his name. Just come and get him, that's all. He's in my kitchen without his cage.
Oh, that ape. Uh-huh. Had a little mix-up. Won't be able to pick him up, though, until next Monday.
Next Monday? What's the matter with right now?
Well, I'll tell you. Today's Saturday, tomorrow's Sunday, and I'm leaving here pretty soon. Got to have my shoes half-soled, get a haircut, and see a cousin-in-law of mine.
I ain't interested in your cousin-in-law or getting your hair half-soled.
Now, just a minute, young fella. We don't do no business on the Sabbath. Church on Sundays, you know. And besides, no truck available on Monday until pretty late. Now, that's the way that little ball sometimes goes a-bouncing.
Well, if I ever come face-to-face with you, I'll bounce that little ball off in your empty head.
What did he say?
How do I know what he said? I ain't no mind reader. He said he couldn't pick him up till Monday late.
Well, it looks like you've got to keep the little fellow over the weekend,
eh? Well, better keep him clear of me here.
Gosh, Gramps, I don't know what you have against him.
Because he's a senseless creature walking around like a human, and I don't trust him. Besides, he reminds me of my cousin Alan.
He's just a poor, helpless little animal. And can he help it if people look like him? Besides, I think Gramps hurt his feelings. Thank you. you locked up while Mom and me are in town. But it'll only be a couple hours. Lassie, you stay here and keep him company. I can't take you with me to the dentist anyway.
Yeah, hurry up.
I'm coming. I won't be long.
That heathen safe behind bars?
Jeff put him in his cage. Now you don't have anything to worry about.
Happy's all right. He's in the barn and Lassie's watching him.
We'll be back by lunchtime.
Don't hurry on account of me. I gotta patch up the roof on the barn.
Got a haircut. Oh, a hot water bottle and an anchor. Oh, I'm too old to die. Help! 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 Help!
Give you a dozen bananas. Yes, that's a good boy. Come on, give me the rope. Give it to me, Happy. Oh, he's such a good boy. Yes, give it to me, Happy. Give it to me. Give me the rope, Happy. That's it. That's a good boy. Give it to me, Happy. That's it. That's it. Come on, Happy. Get your bananas. Come on now. Get your bananas.
I promised him a dozen bananas, and I'm a man of my word.
Goodbye, Happy.
So long, Happy.
I miss you.
So long, Happy. Have a nice trip. Boy, I'm sure gonna miss him.
Me too.
he was so cute. That was quite an experience.
You'll act as if you're never going to see him again.
How can we?
You heard what the man said, didn't you? They're taking him up to the zoo in Fairview. Now, that's only 100 miles away. What's to prevent us from taking a holiday and going up there twice a year?
You mean it, Gramps?
Of course I mean it.
You hear that, girl? Can I go, too?
Well, if you keep your nose clean, you can.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Miller. Aren't they cute?
Yeah. Well, at least those won't be peeking in our windows at night.